Any bonding family would dream of going to the happiest place on earth together. Disney is obviously called the happiest place on earth for a reason. As a family, you would want to go on fun vacations together, especially in a Disney-loving family. Who wouldn't want to go to Disney with their family? I know that it was my dream for the longest time to go to Disney, especially with a family that is so thankful for each other. One sunny morning before school, my mother made the family eggs, sausage, and biscuits. The delicious smell woke me up, and I darted out to the kitchen to see what was going on. I saw my mom standing at the burning stove with all kinds of different flavorful foods. I thought to myself, this is going to be great. I ran up to my mom and gave her a big hug and said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I've been craving this food forever. Tracy, my mom, said, aw, good morning, sweet girl. I sprinted to my sister's room to wake her up, and then I dashed downstairs to get my brother up. Jacob, my 12-year-old brother, replied, no. I don't want to get up. I told him, you have to. Mom made yummy breakfast. His eyes opened faster than my heart could beat. He raced upstairs to see what was to eat for our morning meal. Shortly after, I followed him up the stairs to see that everyone is sitting at the table waiting for us to come up. My 6-year-old sister, Macy, asked, what took you guys so long? I'm starving. Let's eat. My mom said, all right, make your own plates, guys. We all grabbed our plates and sat down for a family breakfast. All right, guys, time to go to school. Everyone needs to be in the car in the next 5 minutes, said my dad. My dad dropped my brother off at Liberty Middle School and then took my sister and me to Lillian Schumacher. My brother was in 6th grade, my sister was in kindergarten, and I was in 5th. I loved going to the same school as my sister. It was so fun. It was a normal school day doing reading, math, specials, lunch, science, and then social studies. Then, all of a sudden, during math, they called Macy and me for checkout. When we met at the office, my sister and I asked, Mom, where are we going? My mom replied, oh, just thought it would be fun to go to lunch. We were so excited. Off to the middle school we went to pick up Jacob. He asked the same question as my sister and I did, and my mom gave the same response. My dad asked, what do you guys want for lunch? Jacob, Macy, and I all suggested a place to go for lunch. Jacob suggested Minsky's. But Macy and I wanted Chick-fil-A, of course. Jacob's idea won because it was a better family lunch idea. Shortly after we got our food, I asked, so, do we have to go back to school? My dad replied, no, not unless you want to. We all agreed we didn't want to go back. After lunch, we got in the car and my mom told us we had to run an errand really quickly. Next thing I knew, we were at the airport. My brother, sister, and I were so confused. My dad shouted, kids, come here real quick. As we all walked to the trunk, as my dad opened the trunk, all we saw was a huge poster that read, we are going to Disney World, and all of our luggage. We were all so excited, we were jumping up and down. Macy and I started screaming. Jacob dropped his jaw with the biggest smile on his face. We grabbed our luggage as we raced to the front doors of the airport. As we were waiting for our flight, Macy said, can we speed this up? I'm ready to see Minnie and Mickey. 2 hours later, our flight had arrived. My siblings and I took off towards the door to be the first one on the plane. We have never been so excited. The flight was about 3 hours long, and we had to stop in Chicago before we landed in Florida. We finally arrived and made it to our room quickly. After we settled everything in our cozy cabin room, we went to go eat dinner. There was a place to eat next to our cabin, which we ate at every day for all meals, except for when we were in parks. After we ate dinner, we went back to our cabin and I mentioned going to the pool. So of course, we all changed into our swimming suits and we went to the pool. There wasn't much at the pool, so my brother just raced each other to see who was the fast swimmer. Of course, he was faster than me. Macy just decided to float around. The last day we were there was my favorite day. We went to the Magic Kingdom and talked to all the princesses and took a lot of pictures with them. Macy saw her favorite princess, Snow White. She ran towards her and yelled, Mom, look! I followed her because I loved all the princesses at the time. My favorite princess was Belle. Her pretty brown hair and gorgeous yellow dress made me favor her most. We rode some rides and went on a scavenger hunt, which was so hard when there are so many distractions of things like waterfalls, animals, and Disney character houses. After we finished shopping, which was amazing, to see around a different atmosphere of happiness. We went back to Hollywood Planet because that was our favorite place to eat dinner because they had the best tasting food. Then after we ate, we went back to the Magic Kingdom to watch the fireworks show and parade. Since we went around Halloween, it was a frightening parade. It was amazing to watch. It had ghosts, flying objects, spooky characters, and a beautiful scenery. When that was all over with, we started walking out of the park, and I stopped and told my mom how thankful I was for what my parents would do for me. In the end, I realized how much I appreciate my family and everything they do for me. I wouldn't have wanted anyone else to spend this beautiful, crazy, fun-filled weekend with. They're always there for me and helping me. My family is one that spends a lot of time together and cares for one another tremendously. I love how close we are and proud to say that Disney really can be called the happiest place on earth when you get to go with your loving family that you're beyond thankful for.